Adobe launches a new thing from Los Angeles in California. The latest from podnews.net with co-host, podcast analytics and audience insights. Adobe has launched Adobe Podcast Studio in beta to selected users. The tool looks similar to Descript and allows you to record, edit, and enhance in your browser. Amaze Media Labs has launched Audience Lift, a new promotion tool for podcasts that delivers downloads of trailers to interested audiences. The company will be exhibiting at Podcast Movement Evolutions. The shortlist was announced for the New York Festival's Radio Awards, which contains 102 nominations for the podcast categories. Global's DAX has added two official Taskmaster podcasts to its roster. The TV show is one of the most popular in the UK, and a TV documentary series is being made into a podcast. BitConned, a Netflix show, is being adapted as a podcast by Glass Entertainment and iHeart Podcasts. Time for some tech stuff, and the host of the R podcast, Eric Nance, has used the R Statistics software package to produce the Podcast Index database dashboard. The tool is built to help spot duplicates in the data and other data issues. An activity pub, is it a thing for podcasting, and how might it help for cross-app comments? The Pod News Weekly Review's March 16 edition contained a full interview with Evan Prodromu on how it all works and how it might be useful. And in podcast news, Stupid Things for Love with Scott Campbell has joined Ad Large for podcast advertising sales. Campbell is a tattooist who has earned the confidence of a clientele that has stories to tell. Debut episodes include Tony Hawk, Marc Jacobs, and Benny Blanco. The people behind Wonder is American History Tellers are to release a book in June on the hidden history of the White House. The book, written by Corey Mead, will be published by HarperCollins. When the grounds of one of the Catholic Church's Magdalene laundries in Ireland was sold to developers in 1993, unmarked graves containing 155 bodies were found. The discovery led to stories of abuse by those in the convent-run institutions and a successful lobbying for a full investigation. The Magdalenes and I talked to women who were involved and their fight for justice. It's new from Acast today. And new from the UK Sky News today, Unreliable Witness looks at the story of Ellie Williams, a young woman jailed for lying about sexual assault and grooming. Was the story all it appeared to be? And why would she do that? Trailers for selected shows are in our podcast called New Podcast Trailers, and we're sponsored by Co-host. Leverage Co-host listener data like social media habits, interests, and income to win sponsors. Find a link in the show notes. And that's the latest from our newsletter. To read all the stories and subscribe, we're at podnews.net.